family. It's a new year and Pastor Rod is here again to bring you amazing teachings from the theme, Enduring Love. Do listen and be a blessing by sharing to friends and family.
Amen. So I'll leave it at care. All the others put it under care. But to be able to care enough to make a difference, there's something that must be, that is necessary. It's like the energy to our bulbs, the power to our bulbs, and that's love. It's love. Someone say love. You see, here's the way life is like. You can't give what you don't have. You can't give what you don't have. I've been young and I'm old, still growing. and I realized that, look, you can't give what you don't have. So if in our attempt to be leaders and be light, we must position ourselves to receive the love of God. We must. Because the world out there is dry. My God, it's one, each man for himself. Yeah. They are hungry. They are thirsty. Jesus even said it. They are burdened. Christ is the only unlimited supply of all that man needs. Is Christ. So, because I've had people who say, I care enough about Ghana, I care enough about Africa, I'm going to do it, and they go inside and they get corrupt. Because once they get there, they also run out. You see, all you have to do is say, I want to make a difference in people's life, and then have five people calling you at the same time asking for money from you. All of a sudden, you change your mind and say, life, there, so your wife, so, so. It's so your wife. One, yes, sir. Because the demand of men are unlimited. They are unlimited. Yeah. So you have to connect to the unlimited supply, which is God and His love. Which is what? God and His love. Which is what? God and His love. So our calling for you to lead and to be an example and to serve, first of all, we're also calling you also to submit and surrender to the love of God. Know the love of God. Know the love of God. Because the other thing about it is that men can come, even though you are caring about them, my God, they will do you, it can do you great harm. Jesus, if somebody is tough and difficult, it won't be Jesus. Jesus was nice. The guy was feeding people. Yet among the people that were with him, one went to betray him. They went to hand over Jesus to be killed. Hey. So it's not easy to help people. Let's be honest. It's not easy. You know what? She looked at the man and she said, it's not easy. It's not easy, sir. Yeah. People went to politics, said, we are going to build Ghana. But now they are building their empires. When they went 1-2-1-2, they hit them and they said, Charlie, life there, so you're secure. One man of God was saying something. A man of God was telling me about how he was with these prominent men of God. They were having prayer meeting at Achimota Forest. And then they were talking about, you know, because that man of God practiced a lot of consultation fee. Consultation fee were reaching 300 cities and all those things. Yeah. And other things and all. And then as they're talking and all that, you know, somebody was suggesting that isn't this too much extreme and all that. The man of God stood to them and said, look, he said, these people that you are helping and solving their problems, he says, when at the end of your years, you don't even have a house, they'll tell you that yourself, they'll tell yourself, you are not wise. So as for even while you're doing the things in choir, you have to be wise. You have to be practical, yes. You have to be wise. Yes, yes, yes. So you're sharp. People start off caring and they enter and they become corrupt. Are you with me? Yeah. They go inside and then now they go saving their life. Why? Because they lose sight that their life is already in Christ. That's why I said, start with God, the unlimited source for your life. Are you with me? And in CY, that's why we keep calling you and we bring you to a place and understanding of God's love. If there's a theme that has run through everything that we do in CY, it's the love of God. It's the fact that God loves you. It's the fact that God cares about you. Because as a leader, you need a reminder of that. When you're going to deal with people, you need a reminder that you are loved. Hey, am I making some sense? Yeah. Love. Tell everyone love. Tell everyone love, love, love. Shake your neighbor and say, love. What? Love. Shake your neighbor and say, love, love, love. Tell everyone you are loved. Chess and person will say, yeah, Yamido. 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 Yami what? Yeah. For those of us who have said yes to leadership, to standing and to being there, loving can bring you to a place of tiredness. Hey, a place of what? Yeah, you get tired. Bible talks about King David. He got tired. When they were going for war, he said, my menda, my bre, mesu my ebi. We all get tired. Only machines don't get tired. Even machines, I have to stop it and services. So never get tired. I tell you, never get tired. Nipa what? Nipa gets tired. Amen. And some of you are tired. I understand. Amen. What makes us tired in our service? One. Let's look at Proverbs. Proverbs, what? 13:12. Why do we get tired? Bible says what? Hope deferred. Makes the heart what? Sick. Filled. Tree of life. Change the translation for me. Hope deferred makes the heart what? Sick. But a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. Change the translation. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is what? The tree of life. Now, one of the things about leadership is that unrelenting what? Disappointment what? Leaves you what? But the sudden good break. Now, one of the reasons why our heart gets tired because sometimes we have our hope deferred. Why? Because men are product of time and process. Men are products of what? Time and process. Time and process. And that can take too much time for us sometimes. You meet this girl, you start ministering to her. And she said, while you are ministering, she's even going deeper. I say, hey, into some now make her cry, is it entering your heart? Hallelujah. Yeah. Sometimes you can try leading people and then you even doubt whether you are even anointed, whether you are called. Yeah. And I've gone through that phase over and over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, one time there was a guy that was trying to help, and the guy came to even steal from me. The guy came to steal from me. Guy was a blibo, came to collect the every. Somebody, when he reached there, said, hey, you have done your part. You have done your part. But there are moments of darkness, discouragement, sick. My heart was sick because hope had been deferred for too long. Some of the reasons why some people stop leadership, stop serving, is because their hope has been deferred for too long. We prayed and prayed and said, oh God, when? Oh God, when? Oh God, when? Some people, when they walk away from God, it's not that they don't love God, it's that their hope has been deferred for too long. Sometimes when you look at Ghana, after all the prayers of our glow women have used their bottles to clean the entire Ghana. After all our mothers, they've cleaned Ghana with their bottles. Still, we have dirty waters, we have galamse, we have, hope deferred. I mean, I don't see them praying that much. I hope they haven't given up. You hear, I pray for Ghana. Ghana is going to pray. All manner of people get. You look at it like, and you see a more corrupt government after the other, one government after the other, confused. They don't even know. Those who have the men, you can see they don't have men, they have even girls. Hello. Not girls, they have. I mean, you can't tell where we are going. I said, but how do we get to a place of prayer and hope and get to a place now? IMF is telling us, look, we don't even have a reserve. Yes, they say. Upon all the guns, it sounds like your coffers, you demon. Hey, Jesus. hope deferred, unrelenting words, unrelenting disappointment, one after the other. That's all about. If you want to keep your hope, don't listen to news. Read the Bible. And the Bible can be selective. Read the Bible and go someplace. Be selective of what you are reading someplace. Because if you look at Ghana and come and look at you, throw the Bible. You bury your Bible. You call all men of God liars. Hey. Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor. Tell them that a sudden good break is coming. A sudden good. Shake your neighbor and say, a sudden good break is coming. Hallelujah. Hey. Nation, carry, don't have money, but carry money and go and give to footballers. I'm telling you, you can tell from the beginning where it is going to land, yet you carry the money and give it to them. There are even other sports that even hold hope. Ghana football has taken away hope from people. It's part of the reason you lose hope, baby. Hey, are you in the house? I'm preaching. We also get tired. Already, I've even said, look, one is hope deferred when our expectation takes long in coming. Number two, it's almost like the same. When we keep doing the same thing without any sense of ingenuity, we can get tired. Without a sense of ingenuity and creativity, we get tired because boredom sets in. Monotony, it sets in. And then what it creates is that we get tired. The same thing that from the beginning you're enthusiastic about, all of a sudden is burdensome for you. Am I making some sense? So even if you're going to lead and do amazing things, you have to be able to set whatever you're doing in creativity. In creativity. You have to set in creativity. You have to go about it in a creative way. I mean, the way, let's start with the way you even dress towards it, your attitude towards all these things come to play in whether you're going to stay at it and not get tired. I want to make it some sense, somebody. Yeah. Because if you treat what you're doing normal, you get tired of it. You get not tired. Ah, are you in the house? Yeah. Because some of us, we said, I'm not called to do what Pastor Vicky is calling me to because I'm tired. He says, no, it's because you didn't do any. There's nothing creative about it. You have not brought in any nothing new, nothing unique about it. Sometimes the reason why I tell people who are relationship before they get married for too long, I say, hey, you get tired. Yeah. That's why Bible even put in such a way that we'll start here within a certain period. Now the engagement in our rear view, some excitement. Hey, creativity, certain creativity. Uh-huh. Knocking, can it be, can dressing, can dancing go? Yeah. Yeah, God, but now, can honeymoon. Yeah, God, honeymoon, can sex go? Just spice things up. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? Yeah. It's because people want to break the monotony. That's why when they're in a relationship for so long, sex comes in. Because every day we look at each other. I was going to say, what you want to say? Have you eaten? Has your dog eating? No, my dog is eating. Did he eat food? No, stones. He ate full stones. Yeah. Then along the line, when God will release some children to give you some creativity, then you are chasing, going to school, chasing here, and everybody's some creativity. Hey, am I making some sense to somebody? Yeah. When you are given a leadership or you are called to any leadership position, you must bring creativity inside. It's you. You have to bring creativity there. Am I making some sense to somebody? Yeah. Hey. The next point, we get tired also because we have an enemy who opposes us. You have to realize that we have an enemy that opposes us. We have an enemy that is opposing us all the time. Christian life is a life marked with opposition. It comes along. It's like a democratic governance situation. You must have an opposition. If your people, everybody say, yeah, so you don't have a democracy. Somebody must oppose you. And guess what? The guy who is opposing you opposed God. He's good with opposition. As some of his life's calling is to be an opposition person. He will never get on the throne. It's to be an opposition. So you say we are going to do this for where? You try to do this, then he pushes down. When I was listening to a message. There's a message preached by Dr. Manson. I think everybody must listen. Everybody, your leader, you have to listen to it. It's called In the Corridors of Power. About four series or five series or something. Everybody look for it and listen. It's on the We Are ICDC podcast. And he said something. He said, look, the devil came to Jesus and told Jesus, came to tempt Jesus that he's going to give Jesus. To come and tempt Jesus, the one who created everything, came to tempt Jesus to give him the thrones of the world. And he says the devil has no shame. That part got to me. He has no shame. It means that he will oppose you with whatever. Your name, your title, where you're coming from doesn't matter to him. He will oppose you with whatever. He will oppose you with women. He doesn't care. If he has to oppose you with pornography, you are sitting here saying, well, pornography. No, the devil doesn't care. If he oppose you with strip club, yeah. You're a Christian, a man of God, but he's giving you a temptation to smoke weed. Hey, I can hear the word of the Lord. You speak in tongues, but sometimes you see some people smelling weed. They say, You are saying that you are thinking that he cares about the devil doesn't care about you. Say, I'm a prayer warrior. Don't do I'm a prayer warrior. No. If he could come and tempt the Lord of glory, don't say you're a prayer warrior and so what? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, opposition makes us tired. The opposition makes us tired. Oh, shake your neighbor and say, opposition what? Makes us tired. And lastly, sin. Hebrews 12:1 says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No spiritual fat. Hey. Therefore, let's read. Therefore, what? Since we are what? Surrounded by such a world, a great cloud of witnesses, let us what? Throw off what? Everything that what hinders, and the what? Sin that so what easily entangles, and let us run with what? Okay, NKG, JVSST. Therefore, we also, since we are what, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, so let us what? Every weight and what? Sin which so. Yeah. And what? Let us what? Okay, someone said, what is a weight? Have you seen runners running before? What did they wear? They call it spandex. He said, they're going to strip you. I think if they could, can the guys remove the balls and hang, it's a weight. Some of them, if they get to lose it, it's a weight. The balls are too heavy. Hey! Weight is anything that slows you down to attaining your prize. Anything that slows you down for attaining your prize. Some girlfriends are weights. I'm telling you, you want to be, you believe that God is calling you into a ministry, and you have a girlfriend when you're going for a meeting. You do every day, you are in church, you every day. That's a weight. It's not light, it's a weight. Yeah, every day, see you, it's a weight. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? You want to be there for people, and then somebody calls you, you have to go, and then your girlfriend says, you every day, you are caring about people. You every day, dear. You every day, dear. You every day, dear. Birthday, you are going to care about people. You say, wait. Yeah. Amen. And we all have weights. Some of us, you want to become a financial independent, but you the things you are doing, they are weights. You are buying things you are not supposed to buy. Every iPhone you want to change, it's a weight. Every iPhone, you don't have to get every iPhone. You are making that guy cook. What's the cook? What? Tim Cook. You are making Tim Cook more richer for no reason. It's a weight. Hold on your phone. Look. Do you know that it's poor people that care about the phone you use? Those that will admire that poor people. Rich people care about your investment because they are looking at what they can learn from you to get better. So if you are buying phone, it means that you are working with chickens. Yeah. You are moving around with chickens because you want to impress the chickens around you. Hey, am I talking to somebody in the house? Yeah. Your people have too many weights. You have one eyeshadow, you want another eyeshadow. You want to know you're buying, you're buying eyeshadow, you bought this, you bought this, you bought all my Chinese hair, Japanese hair, this thing. Veterans hair. Why? I'm telling you, meanwhile, your investment, you don't know where your investment is. You don't even know, you can't even track your finances. Some dresses, look, recently I was telling someone, I said, look, I deliberately don't want to go big. Yeah. Because some dress, I want to wear them for long. Some food, you have to slow down and eat them so that you don't have a need to change your dress. Small, no, I'm too big. I have to say, yeah. How long have you had that dress? Oh, be serious. Buy some. Don't say when we're young, but our parents buy shoes we can grow into. Yeah. They sew so we can grow into it. Don't say when they used to give allowance. I was thinking about it the last time. Why don't you have allowance right now? We buy dresses, we do dresses that are so tight, small, no, you lift up. Yeah, that you're talking about. Look, those days, when you go, the tailor, you know the tailor, say, mommy allowance. The allowance is half the business inside, you can see. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? Shake your neighbor, and say, neighbor, throw that weight, throw that thing, throw, hallelujah, throw that weight away. So how do we deal with our tiredness? Isaiah 40. They that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah 40 verse what? Not verse 1. 29. Let's look at 29. Yeah. Let's go to 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. We get faint, we get weary. And he knows it. But he never faints nor is weary. He said what? His understanding is what? Unsearchable. The next verse. He gives what? Power to the weak. And to those who have no might, what? He increases strength. Hallelujah. We have to glory in the fact that our God increases our strength. Amen. The next verse. What does it say? Even what? Even the youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall what? Utterly fall. Bible said that the beauty of a young is their strength. The thing young people boast about the most is their strength. That's when you go on Instagram every day, they are lifting this, they are showing their biceps and triceps and all the steps and all. Why? It's the beauty of young. I quit that there. Huh? But Bible says even the young shall grow weary and grow tired and they want to faint. It means that they are at a place where they are falling. I don't know. Hallelujah. It said utterly fall. But what they say? But I said, those who what? Those who do what? I can those who do what? Wait on the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall and what? And not faint. They shall walk and not faint. Now, what does it mean to wait on God? It's to rest on God. Rest in Him. Knowing Him that He is all that you'll ever need. That's what it means to wait on God. It means that we know that our expectation and our hope comes from no other place. It doesn't come from government. It doesn't come from more learning. It doesn't come from even human activity. It comes from God. That's how you wait. It's almost like this. Are you in a house? Have you ever been in a house where the room, you know, the only exit is one door, right? And your father is in. And your father says, I'll give to you. Where would you wait for them? At the entrance. Because you know that there's no other way it's going. It's here. He will show forth. That's where your hope comes from. You wait at the door. Waiting on God is waiting at that one door that you know that everything comes from there. See, it's God that gives us true joy. It's not even our activity. True joy comes from Him. True hope comes from Him. So when you're serving people, you want to change the world and make a difference, you have to be careful that you don't put your joy and your hope in those things, but put it on Him. Wait on the Lord. Someone say, wait on the Lord. Someone say, wait on the Lord. How would I renew our strength? Because in waiting on Him, guess what? We see that we are never empty. Hallelujah. He shows us who we are in Him. Do you know what He shows? How many of you have heard a story? There's a story of a man who was going through too much trouble. And the man has had the experience that before going to trouble, like he sees himself with God walking by the seashore. And they are walking. When everything was okay, he saw Jesus walking with him. He saw that, how did he see? He saw that with 2 feet that are walking and going. And he gets up and he's so happy and he's excited and says, God, thank you. You're always with me. Oh, I love you. You know, and worship and all those things. And there was a time where he got to a place where he was going through so much trouble, difficulties, challenges. Serving people is difficult. And here, and it's unhappy and all that. And then he went to bed. And when he went to bed, he saw only one person's feet walking. So he gets up in the morning and said, God, you have abandoned me. In the time of my great difficulty, I'm alone. You have left me. And God told him, the feet you see is not yours. It's mine because I've carried you. God carries us in the midst of our trouble and our difficulties. When a leader gets to a place where he feels all alone and abandoned, trust me, it's God that carries him. But you have to wait on the Lord. You have to what? Wait on the Lord. Look at everyone and say, wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Like that one room, no other door, and you know that he's going to come. God is going to show forth. Hallelujah. God is going to show forth. Wherever you are, I just want you to lift up your hands. You rise up on your feet and just lift up your hands and say, God, thank you. I wait on you. I thank you. I thank you. Just don't move. Let's do it quickly. Just close your eyes and just say, Lord, I wait on you. Come on. Come on. And I'm desperate for.
Hey there. Thank you for listening. I know you enjoyed this. You really did. To stay connected, follow us on Instagram at ConnectCYI and Pastor Roderick at Roderick Achikum. Do stay blessed.